Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap
of dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like a million bucks,
got
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
Put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. I thank God for it. I thank God for all he's done for me. For all the little things that I oftentimes fail to thank him for, that I take for granted for. You know, I was I was talking the other day to a buddy of mine. We had gotten to this conversation about God, and in the conversation, we had narrowed it down, and we were talking about changing the way we are as people. You know, that everybody has to change. You know, nothing stays the same. Everybody changes. And a lot of these changes can be for the good, and a lot of them are just, they just come with time. You know, sometimes it's aging that changes us. But no matter how old you get, you still have the ability to improve as a person. You may not have the foot speed you used to have. You may not be as agile as you used to be. Your energy level may not be what it used to be. Your desire to do some of the things that you used to do may be gone. The thing that doesn't have to change and will not change is you. You have the ability to continue to grow as a person. Even when Father Time and nature has taken its course, we were talking about everybody can change, and everybody has the right to reinvent themselves as they get older. And I equated it to jumping out of an airplane. You know, there are some people, man, who get to a certain point in their life and they jump from the airplane is now almost a stunt of some kind. It's almost like they life didn't got out of control. You ever seen somebody jump out of an airplane and the parachute don't open and they life start and it seems like they start spinning and tumbling and they can't get it together? And I've seen some mid-air rescues before, but then there are times when it hasn't worked. You know, you jump out that airplane and at first it's fun. I've never skydived before, but I would imagine when you first jump out of an airplane that people describe it as a sense of being free. And it's exhilarating when you first jump out the plane. But if you pull that cord and nothing happens, I've never happened to me, but I can only imagine the panic that's got to set in, because no matter how fun it was a moment ago, the flying over to one another, the holding hands in the air, the breeze, the descent, the feeling of all of a sudden, if you reach for that cord and it's not there, you're suddenly spinning out of control. And that's what happens in a lot of people's lives. When you first start your life, you jump out the plane, you free, you young, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But then you get to a certain point in your life when you go, okay, I'm going to pull the cord now. And pulling the cord is an important thing, because here's the analogy my friend gave me. He said, man, use your mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Well, see, what happens with a lot of people is they in life, they jump out the plane and they having this free fall, and it's fun for now, but they get to a certain point in their life where they got themselves in a situation, or they've had a little bit too much fun, a little bit too long, or, you know, they wasn't open to nothing and they just did what they wanted to do, or they started getting involved with drugs or drinking or started running with the wrong people. So you jump out the plane. At first, you free fall and it's fun. But then after a minute, man, something happens and they realize, whoa, and they reach for the cord and the cord don't work. Well, now you're in a panic-stricken situation. And my suggestion and what I've learned from the analogy that my friend shared with me is that we all, the sooner we can open our mind to God, the sooner we can develop that relationship with Him. It's like pulling the cord and opening a parachute. If you open up your mind to God, God is like a parachute. You know, God can slow your descent. God can turn this out of control free fall into a nice ride for you. See, that's what happened to me. I was spinning out of control. I had gotten myself into a point, man, where I wasn't doing real good. Oh, y'all would look at me and think, man, Stevie, man, I wasn't doing real good. I had spun out of control. I was in a free fall, and I reached for the cord, but I was so far away, the cord didn't open. Then I went to him, and I pulled the cord. When I went to God, I pulled the cord and it opened, and he slowed my descent. And this is what I just believe. I don't believe now that I age as fast as I was aging because I got that parachute open now. You know, I take better care of myself eating. I work out more now. You know, I'm not out of control. I have a direction now. That wind then got up under that parachute a little bit, you know, and now I'm going, you know, I'm still getting older, you know, so, but the descent is so slow now, I'm able to enjoy the ride. I'm guiding my parachute over. Sometimes we go over to a vacation spot over here. We float back over to but you know, I'm still getting old. I'm still going down, but the descent, because I've opened my mind to God, the parachute has slowed my descent. And now I'm rocking back and forth, but I ain't spinning out of control no more. You know, I'm able to enjoy the view now. You know, when you jump out that plane and you pull that cord and it don't work, you ain't looking at the view no more. You thinking of only one thing. How can I slow this down? Well, now I'm able to enjoy the view. I'm able to see all the beautiful things on the horizon that God has for me. I'm able to see all the beautiful things around me that he's provided for me over these years because I've slowed my descent. I use my mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Open your mind to God, and so you can see the view, so you can slow the descent, so you can stop the out of control free fall that you've been on, that you can get your life together and see everything out on the horizon that God has for you. You know, it turned out to be a very true statement. Your mind, if you use it like a parachute, it works better when it's open, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, rise and shine. Give yourself that stretch, that moaning, yawning. Sit on the edge of the bed, thank the man, and then you got to get up, get out, and get something. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's the nephew holding it down along with the crew. Can't do it by yourself. The wonderful Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, and Kia. Junior boy, Spates, we are in the building on this great getting up Tuesday. Fare thee well. Fare thee well on this great getting up on Tuesday. Fare
yes,
thee well.
Yes,
week is going by, huh?
Yeah, it's going by.
Well, there she go. You hear? Week is gone by.
All I have said.
She on her way to this year gone by. She on her way to it. All right.
Yeah, I have nothing to say. I believe her, though. I believe her.
Okay.
Because it's happening.
It's just January.
But January's almost out of here.
Right.
Seriously.
Wait till we get to February. Watch what happens.
As so Tommy's stars. Grandmother says, then we march on into April and May. Right?
Ooh, yeah. Baby, if I could just make it to January and February, I can march on through to April and May. I didn't know what none of that meant.
Now you know, right? Yeah.
You good, though? Yeah. You good?
I'm good. I got a little. I pulled something in my back, man. I don't know what I did.
Ooh, what were you doing?
Playing golf and probably, and of course, playing wrong. So I think I pulled something real bad.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else, huh?
Yeah.
He was naked. Boring.
I don't have those naked excitement events anymore. It's all that dumb.
As you age,
as I got older, you know. You know, I used to have a 44 chicken wang and a
biscuit
booty brunch. I used to have some great moments in my life. I did.
Just a shadow of yourself.
Butt naked slide. Well, I used to put plastic down in the living room and put baby oil and stuff on and just slide. I used to do some nice things, man.
Maybe that's why you got back problems. You probably had one back then, didn't know.
Or you need to do it some more so your back will stretch out.
Oh, my goodness. He has to stretch first.
Yeah.
Boy, you let Jacob walk in there and see some plastic laying on their floor talking about we finna slide. You're going to be, you done lost your damn man.
All that's over.
These days are gone.
Yes.
Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
that's funny.
Yeah. It's a good day. We're going to make it a good day. We're going to have a good day. We're going to have a good week. We're going to have a good month. We're going to have a good year.
Yes,
we're going to ride it out. We're going to make 2024 the best thing in the world. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Claim it.
How about
yes,
that?
Sir. I like it.
How about that?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Well, I'm getting over the Texans. I'm getting over that. I'm getting over that. We are no longer in the playoffs. I'm getting over that.
You don't have no choice. You don't have a choice.
But in your mind.
Yeah,
though,
like we can just go back in the playoffs. We can't go back in. No, we out.
I didn't think. No, I never thought all the way. Never did I think that. No, I didn't get my feelings that caught up into it. But
you didn't believe all the way?
Yeah.
Well. I'm sorry. If they listening, I'm sorry. If y'all listening, yeah. I'm so sorry. No, I did not believe all the way. You did good what you got. You did really good.
You did real good, right? Detroit. Let's go, Lions.
All right. Good morning. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We got Chopper's funeral at the club. Chopper's funeral at the club. Man ought to have his funeral where he hung out the most. Let's go, cat dog. Chopper's funeral at the club.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach James.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hey, this is Gerald. I was a friend of your friend Chopper.
Yeah, yeah, huh?
And Chopper just passed away last week, right? I know they supposed to have a funeral and stuff over at Mount Baptist Church. And I don't really know you, but me and Chopper and a bunch of the rest of us, man, we used to hang out at the club not too far from the house. You know, that's pretty much where Chopper was all the time at the club. Anyway, what bunch of us was over at the club talking, man, and we was really wanting to reach out to one of the family members, you know, and then somebody said you was, you know, kind of a good friend of his. And we decided to call you and see if you didn't mind. Do you think that you can talk to some of the family members and see if they don't mind having the funeral at the club?
At the club?
Let me try to explain something to you, Jane. What we're trying to do is see. We believe.
You said at the club. Come on, the club. There's a funeral. What?
And I understand it, but see, Chopper ain't really go to church a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really go, long as I've been knowing him. Now, he love the Lord and stuff like that.
Yeah, player, but these are church-going folks. They want a funeral.
But I understand, but see, Chopper wasn't. Chopper went to the club. So what I'm asking you is, let's have a funeral at the club.
Hell no, bro. Come on. We can't have no funeral at no club, man. Come on. No.
What I'm saying is, though, is that he wasn't really no church going person. I believe that a person ought to be
the last words ought to be said over him in a place he's more familiar with. You know what I'm saying?
Player. No, I don't know what you mean, player. No, this got to be a funeral. This is church folk. I go to church and all my folks go to church. No, we got to do this thing up in church. This is a church thing.
But you don't feel. But do you understand where I'm coming from? No, that man ought to gone on, and the last words ought to be in a place he more familiar with. Now, if he went to church, then I understand that. You see,
no,
what I'm saying?
No, bruh, hell no, no. See, it's his chance to get himself right. We don't have him up in church in front of everybody. You know, that don't make sense. Who is this again? I mean, who are you?
My name's Gerald.
But who is Gerald? I mean, how do you relate to this? Are you a preacher or are you?
No, where are you? No. I was friends with Chopper, and see, I hung out at the club and still hang out there with a whole bunch of, you know, was real good friends with Chopper, and we were saying that, you know, yeah. Chopper's the last words about Chopper ought to be said at the club, because see, that's what Chopper was. But 5-6 days a week, that's what Chopper was.
Yeah, but what church are you affiliated with? I mean, what why the hell would I try to talk to the family, make me look stupid in front of the family, telling them to put the thing in a club? How the f*** that going to go off?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You know them way more than we do, because
yeah,
see,
but
they...
You talking about trying to move from a damn funeral at a church to a damn nightclub or a strip club or something?
No, not no strip club, just a nightclub.
It's the same thing, ain't it? I mean, you talking about having folks travel from across the country and meeting in the damn club. What kind of that?
But that's what Chopper was. That's what Chopper was.
How the I'm going to look if I'm the one telling them to move this to the damn club?
You're going to look like somebody that's trying to...
I'm going to look like a fool.
No, you're not. You're going to look like somebody that's trying to keep it real.
I can't even come to the damn funeral if I was to do some like that.
Okay, let me ask you this here then. Let me ask you this here, Jane. Do you think you can maybe get the body and bring it over to the club?
No, hell no.
Well, I'm just saying before they even do the funeral or whatever.
Oh,
you...
hell no. I ain't touching scared to walk in the dog by myself. What the I'm going to touch this body for? Hell no.
We're just trying to say our last words at Chopper Man in a place that Chopper
No, hell no. Again, who the are you? How the you get my number?
Somebody at the club had your number, said you was friends.
Why the y'all call me of all folk?
Because
why the y'all call me?
They say you good, you in with the family, and you can talk.
I am in with the family, but I ain't in the family make me look stupid. Hell no. Won't y'all, I give y'all the number to the family. Y'all call the family. Y'all tell them that yourself.
Man, I just want trying to get you to bring the body by, man, and let us.
No, I ain't touching no dead body.
We just want to have one last drink with Chopper,
well,
man.
You have one with your boys, and you get together with them, and y'all talk about him, and let them know how Chopper was, what kind of person he was, what kind of person he
but
is.
But we need to, we want Chopper to be there. This is Chopper you talking about, man.
Y'all
this,
bring y'all to the church. Y'all need to be up in the church.
We want to have Chopper at the club where we
man,
know.
Come on, man, y'all full of.
Where we
y'all
know.
Y'all ain't gonna my up and have my looking like a fool at a damn funeral.
But that's about Chopper, though.
And damn right it's about Chopper.
You bring Chopper to that club.
Y'all tripping, man. I ain't doing. I'm just going to this funeral. I'm gonna tell the family what I think about Chopper, and I'm moving on. If y'all want to act crazy in front of town, y'all call the family y'allself and do that.
Look, I got one more thing I want to say.
I don't even know your what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Oh, you tripping. What?
This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy told me to prank you.
Man, y'all full of man. I just know y'all ain't did this.
James, this is Nephew Tommy, man.
No,
your boy.
No, player. Oh, man, I can't believe this. No, he didn't. I can't even believe he did that.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, man.
Oh, man.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up, it is Ask the Riddler.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, a comedian goes topless during her stand-up routine, and Common confirms that, yes, he is. Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it. Common confirms that, yes, he is dating Jennifer Hudson. He said it on her talk show. And in trending political news, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the presidential race.
What?
Yeah.
He fell short.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Who really cares?
We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddler and Junior.
Come on.
All right. You guys ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Tamara in Boston says, I had the flu, so I took a few days off. My work husband brought me a Frappuccino one morning and left it on my front steps. My husband said my coworker is out of pocket, so he wants to talk to him. What's wrong with my coworker being nice? What's that about?
What?
Uh-huh.
He came to your house?
Yeah.
And left some coffee? A work husband no better than that. Now, he know better than I ain't never went to Carla House and left no coffee. Have I ever done that?
And you're slipping on that. I will take a venti latte.
I ain't
skim
never
milk,
done
no
that.
Water.
Yeah, he out of pocket. He out of pocket, and the husband gonna have to say something to him. Yeah, you out of line. And any husband gonna get upset about that, no matter what. I'm sorry.
That's real talk.
And if I'd have caught you putting that coffee on that doorstep, I'd beat your ass with that Frappuccino in your hand. I'm telling you, you got your butt.
It's hot.
And that helps the situation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm telling you right now, Tommy. The difference between work husband and husband.
Yeah.
Very, very big difference. But what's all this M.A. Dookie stuff you doing right here? Standing in front of people, doorbells. What you doing?
He all on the ring.
Just all on the ring, camera, leaving coffee. What you think? What's wrong? Is everything wrong with this? Yeah, your husband going to be mad. Mm-hmm. And he got a right to say something.
Keep that down at the job.
Yeah, just keep it at the job. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you need to stop getting sick, but you need to stop doing.
She can't have the flu anymore.
You don't know what to do when you get the flu.
And it should have been tea, not a flu. Uh-huh. She had the flu.
Over here getting Frappuccinos.
A medicine ball.
Nah.
All right, moving on to Vaughn in Oklahoma City. Vaughn says, I'm 27 and I'm dating. I don't want to be in a relationship, and I make it clear, but girls choose to have sex with me anyway, and they all always end up catching feelings. Maybe the sex is too good. How do I casually date without breaking hearts?
Oh, you're just doing too much. You just know your sex is that good. He just knows.
He said maybe, though. He did say maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't all that pipe. You are not all that, but
he might be though. Why you mad?
You hate?
Because I know I ain't all that no more. You know that's all.
I hate. No, Tommy, don't stand your ground. Tommy, don't back down. No, we not hate.
Sounds like just, it, Junior.
I just know I ain't all that no more.
He's 27 and
he doing it too, boy. God,
27.
But back in the day, though,
ooh, I was cold, boy. I was cold. Go ahead, Junior.
Nah, we ain't hating. He 27 and all his sex. Everybody catching for everybody. Everybody. That's my problem, Tommy. Everybody you sleep with catching feelings. Everybody.
And now, man, Junior, please. Why are you mad? You're a
Because me and Tommy ain't 27. That's why.
But you're a newlywed.
Don't care. I'm not even having that much sex as a newlywed. I should. I'm not. And my wife ain't caught no more feelings.
She's
got all the feelings she gonna have. Now he 27, everybody. Nah. Nah, me and Tommy ain't hating. He lying at what he doing. Ain't no 27-year-old that good. You don't even know everything yet.
So his question is, how does he casually date without breaking hearts?
Oh, now
you got to quit doing what you're doing in that room, evidently. You got to quit going in that room because you're not going to stop putting in 100% because you're putting in
100%. Uh-huh. Hey, man, let me email one time. Matter of fact, email is your roster. Let me look at these women here. Let me see. Just email us your roster. Let me see.
Let me see the stable. Let me see the stable.
See who you are. Who all catching feelings? Somebody blind is what I think.
Oh, wow. All right. Moving on to Latasha in East St. Louis. Latasha writes, my boyfriend has a stepsister that he hangs out with a lot. Last week, I saw a picture of them in a hot tub at the hotel she worked where she works. He said they only did it to post it on TikTok. Since they're not blood relatives, should I trust him with her?
Hell no. What you think they doing in this hot tub? Ain't nobody in their hot tub with their sister. You know what they doing. They ain't blood. They are not blood. So it's going down. I'm just letting you know. It's going down. That ain't his mama. That ain't his dad. I'm just telling you.
What? So, TikTok, maybe they're just trying to get some followers.
Yeah.
Maybe
they just did it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
At the hot tub with your stepsister, that's how you're trying to get some followers. That's what you're saying.
This your boyfriend.
In there half naked with some bikini and swimming trunks on.
Yeah, this your boyfriend. Yeah.
That's your boyfriend.
His stepsister. This your boyfriend. And you just been asking what they doing.
Mm-mm. What made you go there? Because of the hot tub? Because what?
Because that ain't what.
We half naked in a hot tub.
With my stepsister? Nah.
Don't nobody do that.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I got half sisters and ain't none of them fine. I would never get in public with them. Nah. Let alone a hot tub. Nah.
Wow.
And I got
trying
half
to get
sisters.
Some followers? That's the excuse?
Yeah,
well, I just
they did it to post it on TikTok, and that's what you do when you post.
Just imagine me in female form, because we all look like Debbie Lee. No, you can't get no. No, everybody look like my daddy.
So Latasha should not trust him with his steps.
No.
And they doing it. I'm just letting you know they doing it. Okay, they are doing it. Okay,
and they both go home and say, "Hey, mom. Hey, dad." They both say it.
All right, last gross. One, guys. Last one. Joni in Algiers says, my husband died in October. He was 22 years older than me, and we were married for 22 years. I'm dating again, and I have a much younger guy this time. My sister said he's with me for the insurance money. Is she right, or is she being a hater?
Well,
I don't want to say what I want.
I would.
Is she being a hater, or is her?
You're an older
right
woman to this younger guy, and you got a lot of money. Yeah, it's about the money. It is not about you. It is not about how you are not that fine. It is about the money that you have and what you can bring to the table. You're bringing a lot to the table. So if you got a lot of insurance money, then yeah, it's about that. You shouldn't tell the boy how much insurance money you got. Yeah, he there for that reason.
She might be that fine. That's why her older man
tell you what, the number
well,
I
fine
keep
with money. Well, hey, we jackpot. Fine with money.
Yeah.
So her sister's right is what you're saying. All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, comedian Natasha Leggero really let loose during a show at the Improv last week, removing her shirt and baring her breasts in front of the entire audience. Now, according to TMZ, yeah.
What happened?
Wait, listen, this is why she did it. According to TMZ, Leggero followed Bert Kreischer, who reportedly killed with his performance. And at one point, Bert took off his shirt, performing in the nude from the waist up. Leggero decided to one-up him, explaining, quote, if the boys can do it, why can't the girls? When Natasha hit the stage, she did a little dance and then stripped. The audience, including Bert, went wild. Natasha eventually put her coat on and then did her regular routine. So here's a question for you and Junior Tommy. What's the wildest thing you've ever done on stage? Have you taken your shirt off and performed in the nude from the waist?
No, nah. I have not done that. But I will tell you, what? My wardrobe girl had messed up some stuff with my clothes. I was in West Palm Beach, Florida. I was in West Palm. That's an improv. West Palm Beach, Florida improv. Uh-huh. And I was waiting on my clothes, and the show was supposed to start. So I walked out there in my boxers and told them we would get the show started soon. As soon as my clothes get ready, I'll be back.
You went and told the audience in your underwear?
In my boxers. I showed you.
Now, that's
that
funny.
Is pretty crazy. That's up there.
Uh-huh. In my boxers. But I'll be at the Funny Bone this weekend, fully dressed, in Dayton, Ohio. All right, I will be completely dressed at
Take
the Funny Bone.
Oh, Killer Juan, what about you?
Nah, Killer Juan ain't did nothing. The craziest thing I ever done was just be funny. That's it. Nah, I don't do that. I just do the show. I'm not. Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll never see me out there with my chest and my stomach. Nah, you ain't finna see that.
Why not?
Nah. We gotta up this ticket price if you gonna see that. Nah. You ain't getting
all
this for $25.
And you've been working out too?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You ain't doing that.
Please tell me nobody taped what happened at the Improv. Did somebody tape that?
Oh, somebody taped it.
It's all TMZ. Come on.
Wow.
All over.
Yeah.
If the guys can do it, why can't the girls do it? Because you a lady, supposedly.
Right. You had a point. No. All right, moving on to Common. Rapper Common has confirmed that he is dating Jennifer Hudson. He was a guest on her talk show, Jennifer Hudson's talk show, and that's when he said it. Common walked out on the set and presented Jennifer with a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and she asked him, are you dating anyone? Take a listen.
Now, we got to get down to business, Mr. Common. I'm a host, and so I have to ask you this question, because everybody always want to know this. Are you dating anyone?
So, yes, and I'm in a relationship that is one of the most beautiful people I ever met in life. And she's smart. She loves God. She has something real down to earth about her. She's talented. But I set my standard kind of high because she had to have an EGOT. She had to win an Oscar on her first movie. I set my standard high. She had to get her own talk show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
Aw, love it.
He could have said her name. Nice. It's you, Jennifer. It's you.
Yeah, he didn't say her name, but that's so cute.
That was
love
she
it.
Is yeah. smart. She is kind. Uh-huh. She is important.
Wow. I love that. Rooting for them. I hope they make it. Power
always.
Couple. Yes.
Both out of the shot, right? They both Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both hopefully. Maybe this will be the one and he'll finally settle down and get married.
Yeah, that I wouldn't impress with that at all. I don't think
because he
Why
got
you hate no comment at Jennifer Hudson?
You know what? Because, well, one thing, it ain't me. But then secondly, after that, he going to have somebody else in about an hour. You know, it don't take that long.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, I'm saying
no, we're rooting for them. No.
Y'all rooting. I'm not rooting. Come out there with flowers. She had to have an EGOT, and then he going to chuckle, too. You know,
Common hate? I didn't know that.
Common hate.
Yeah, that's a first. That is a first.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to them. We definitely hope it goes, you know, far.
Well, so, most of us do.
Yeah, yeah.
Attention.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Still a Juan.
Mm. Yeah. Junior on the show.
Mm. Yeah, show is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why you squinting your eyes, Junior? What is...
Because I didn't like the way it went down. Because the way the fact he just getting all this... And then he say...
He's sexy. Women love
comedy. You know the ladies love comedy. You know
they do.
That's what it's really about.
Yeah. All right. So this came as a shock to some people, as a relief to others. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential campaign after he fell short to overtake Donald Trump in the early vote races in Iowa and New Hampshire. DeSantis made his announcement on in a 4.5-minute video posted on X, of course, formerly Twitter, on Sunday, saying in part, quote, "I will not be your next president, but Trump should be," end quote. Ooh.
Wait a minute. I'll let you did talking about Trump on the campaign trail.
That's
now.
Politics.
That's politics.
That is politics. So now it is a race between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Wow.
Y'all not going to excite me till y'all say...
Crazy.
I'm not excited until Trump say he back and I. Then I'm excited. Then I'm
he's really going to be the nominee. He's going to be their candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is
he can take those high heels off those boots. DeSantis.
DeSantis.
Try to look taller.
They call it Bootgate. Bootgate.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, North Carolina teachers must pay back school district bonuses. We'll talk about that right after this.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so this is trending from our home station in Charlotte at V101.9 FM. Shout out to Charlotte. More than 200 English teachers in Charlotte, Mecklenburg schools have to pay back a bonus check after a payroll error. So it was a mistake. They got a bonus. Now they have to pay it back. What? We don't pay teachers enough as it is. The payroll department didn't catch the mistake for about 5 days. And according to multiple media outlets, 225 teachers inadvertently received a recruitment bonus of $1,250. That's $1,250. That was paid on January 12th. What? The bonus was intended for teachers who are new to a critical shortage teaching area. However, the teachers affected are not new to their area and should not have received the bonus. The teachers will have the option of repaying the bonus in a lump sum from their, you know, that money's already gone. from their February check, or they'll have to... they may choose a payment plan with deductions over 3 months. The school district issued an apology saying, quote, "We value the work of all CMS employees and sincerely apologize for any distress or inconvenience." What? What was your favorite teacher and why? And if you were a teacher and you got this kind of money...
I'm not giving it back.
We're not giving it back.
We're not giving it back. I'll change my whole account. Y'all know, I'm changing everything. I'm moving everything to a... You're not getting this $1,250 back. It's mine.
It's already gone, first of all.
Yeah.
And they deserve it. If you made a mistake, then you eat the mistake.
Yeah, yeah, the district. You the think district, the district should... Yeah.
It sure should. I don't care if I'm teaching English. What's the subject, class? And what's the predicate?
Bonus.
I got how much more money? I never saw it. Moving on. What's a verb?
Right.
I'm not giving this back.
Yeah. That's hurtful. That's
it
hurtful.
It really is.
Yeah. Let them have that, man.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
Yeah.
Take care of our educators and our teachers. We love them.
Can you imagine seeing that paycheck and going, what? I got a raise?
Yeah, man, that's cold.
What is happening?
Cold-blooded.
Yeah,
you get an email from your job. My bad. We're gonna need that back, homie.
Let Steve pay us an extra something. He'd have made a mistake. He's not getting this back.
He's not. No, he's not. He can come in every day
amongst ourselves.
I'm gonna need that from y'all.
Need what?
Need what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. That's messed up.
Wow. Yeah. And we love our teachers so much. And we know you work hard. We appreciate you. And if it were up to us, you would get that and more for sure.
Yeah.
So get a bonus every pay period.
Yeah. For sure.
To me. Yeah.
All right, guys. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, has rejection pushed you to new heights in your life? Ooh, we'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Quarterback Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions are one win away from reaching the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It is.
They are.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
It is the sweetest redemption for Jared after the Los Angeles Rams traded him to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. Jared was embarrassed and felt rejected after that trade, but look at him now. Look how how well he's doing now. After the win on Sunday against Tampa Bay, they played Aretha Franklin's Respect on the PA loudspeaker at Ford Field.
Nice.
I love that.
Nice. Yes.
So guys, we got to show some love to the city of Detroit. We absolutely
yes,
do.
Sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we love you, Detroit.
Time, baby.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Mix 92.3, we see you.
Yeah.
Detroit versus everybody. Uh-huh. Woo.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
And so part two of the question, has rejection, have you guys ever been rejected? And we know how much men especially hate rejection. Has it ever pushed you to new heights in your life?
Oh, I got rejected by this girl. It pushed me to be a whole lot better. And and now that I'm doing well, when I see her around town, I flaunt it in front of her face. Yes, I do.
You that petty?
I'm that petty. Yes.
Yeah.
I make sure I'm blinging when I see her right in front of. I be blinging.
Shiny.
You know I got a TV show and a radio show. And I'm still doing stuff. You go down the list.
Two TV shows.
Two TV shows.
Okay.
A radio show. That's right.
Yeah. Get your stunt on. What about you?
I'm with Tom. Yeah, I got one in Houston too. Every time I see her, I make sure she know I'm married. Yeah.
So is that the one that cheated on you? The pastor's daughter.
Yes. Uh-huh. See her every time I see her. Yeah. I say, you see me? Yeah.
Say those words. You see me.
I was married.
Yeah.
Man.
I ain't gotta say nothing. You know, could have been you. Nah. But you like to cheat though. You see me though? Come on, babe.
Come on, baby.
Have you met my wife? Because you thought I wasn't going to be nothing anyway. Yeah, so I'm with Tommy. Yeah,
that's when
let him know.
That's when you put your finger through your white belt loop and hold on. Yeah, this is my baby right here.
You know what? I make my wife go do something for me. Hey, babe, could you go get me a Coke, please? And watch her go get it and come back. Mm-hmm. You ain't like doing that, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, babe. You see this? How your daddy doing? Mm-hmm. Hi, pastor.
Because that was the thing in church. You were dating her. You were devastated when that happened, right?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Crushed.
Yes. Thought I had something. Mm.
Uh-huh. Mm. And how did you find out?
How did I find out? Her brother told me. He was my best friend.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, her brother told me. He said, man, I don't even like this. I got to tell you, dog. What? What? And we had a lawnmower service business together. We broke up the whole lawnmower service. We couldn't cut now yard. I was devastated. I couldn't push the lawnmower.
What did she say for herself, Junior? What did she
say for herself? My stupid behind took her back. What you mean? What you say?
This is really redemption for you.
Yes. I'm married now.
You took her back, Junior?
What? You thought I would?
You loved her. You were in love.
But I was so young. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I was supposed to leave her. I said, you know what? God says forgive those. And I forgave and took her back. I'm at church holding her hand and everything. Everybody knew what happened. I'm singing in the choir next to her, just rocking.
Just happy.
Happy to be back with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
Well, look at me,
Junior.
Yeah.
That's good.
Soon as I see her.
And this was the pastor's daughter.
Yes.
Wow. And the brother too.
Yeah, the brother.
The brother. Everyone in church.
He's my best friend. Yeah.
PKD. Junior was the only one that didn't know.
Everybody knew but me. You know how hard that is to find out what? Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there.
Oh, let me tell you something, Carla. Vacation Bible School was messed up for me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't get no answers right. Don't ask
I used
me
to
nothing.
Love Vacation Bible.
I found out too much.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Nope. I'm good.
Well, thank you.
Look at you now. Look at you now. Yeah. All right, yeah. Coming up next. Thanks, guys. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she is only sexy outside of our house.
What?
Okay.
What is she looking like in
the house?
That's the only
time she's sexy. We'll get into that, find out what that's really all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, it's happened to everybody. I don't know anybody that it hasn't happened to. We about to turn your lights off.
Oh.
Turn your lights off. It's happened to everyone.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that haven't come home and hit that switch like, God, dog. It is. Turn. We're about to turn your lights off. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to find Gerard, please.
Get us now.
Hey, Gerard, how you doing? This is Mason, man. I'm the guy that turns the lights on and off if you haven't paid your bill. And I'm over here at your house. I'm actually getting ready to turn the lights off, but I'm trying to... it's a courtesy call we're supposed to give. If people can pay their bill before we turn them off, then we collect and we keep moving.
Who are you again?
I'm Mason. Exactly, sir.
And you say you about to do what?
I'm getting ready to turn the lights off because the bill hasn't been paid. I'm getting ready to turn the power off. Are you here at the house?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Well, listen, is there anyone at the house that can make a payment?
Make a payment?
The payment right now that I have is $221.36. Is that right?
For what? The electric?
For the electric bill. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, there's nobody at the house, and I don't think I owe that much.
Well, that's what I have right now. It's $221.36.
Now, see, my wife, she already paid that, see.
Okay, well, they don't have a record of that. I'm in your driveway right now. I'm getting ready to turn this thing off until a payment has been made.
Well, see, there's nobody home right now.
Okay, well, if no one is here, then I have to follow through and continue and go ahead and turn the power off until everything is rectified.
Oh, you in my driveway?
I'm in your driveway. Sir, is there anyone here? Or how far are you from here?
I'm at work. I can't get off right now, but you got to get out my driveway.
No, sir. I'm not going to be able to leave your driveway until I actually turn the power off.
Can't turn my power off. I got food in the refrigerator. My kid got fish that, you know, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean you got fish? What does that mean?
I can be there in 30 minutes to give you the cash right now.
Sir, what do you mean when you say you got fish?
Fish tank.
Oh, a fish tank. You have a fish tank? Okay, well, sir, I understand that, but...
I'll be there in 30 minutes. You stay right there. Don't touch nothing, okay?
Sir, I can't be here 30 minutes. I can't wait that long.
30 minutes, I'll be there with cash, and I'll pay you, what is it, 200, what?
We don't accept cash, sir. We're going to need a money order.
I don't have time to go to. I'll be there with the cash, 30 minutes.
I can't take cash. Are you listening to me, sir?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can't take cash. I need a money order.
I'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
Sir, I have to turn your power off if you're not here. I give everybody 10 minutes. 10 minutes where they can pay it, or we can actually turn it off. Now, you tell me what you want me to do.
I'm going to call my wife real quick, all right? Real quick.
Sir, I don't have time to call you. I don't have time for that.
First of all, sir, you get me upset. My wife don't mess up bills, okay? First of all, okay?
Okay, if she doesn't mess up bills, then what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm going to call her real quick. We'll get this straight. Okay,
well, sir, I don't have real quick time. What we have to do right now is I have to do this. I have to either turn your power off, you get it turned on. Now, listen, I can come back and turn this thing right back on next week. It'll be a $150 penalty.
First of all, you need to get the out of my yard, first of all. So I call your supervisor.
Sir, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I'm going to call my wife and look at this straight right now.
I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I paid my bill. My wife paid my bill.
Well, how do you know she paid it? Because you don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything.
Hold up. Sir, trust me. My wife paid the bill. It's a mistake in your system. Get out of my yard now.
Are you at Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct. But what?
I'm in the right place, sir. And you haven't paid your bill, and I've been ordered to turn it off.
off. I tell you what. I'm going to do. I'm going to be there in 30 minutes.
I'm not going to be here in 30 minutes, okay? Are you listening? I'm turning this off in the next 5 minutes.
Do not touch my... My wife paid the bill. Leave my electrical
on. Your wife hasn't paid the bill. Now, maybe your wife is out lallygagging, doing something else.
Whoa. First of all, you keep her out of this, all right? Okay?
You're the one that brought her in. You're the one that keeps telling me what she has done and what she hasn't done.
Listen. Hey, that's why I draw the line. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Me and you can talk.
I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you, sir. I don't have 30 minutes. I got 10 minutes. You understand me?
I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to get the car right now, okay? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Sir, I don't have 30 minutes. I'm turning it off. You can call downtown and get headquarters to turn it back on, and we'll come back out here, and it's a reconnect fee for $150.
So I got to come up with $300. Oh, hell no.
Bill is $200-something, and that's going to be a $150 reconnect fee.
That's some No, hell no. Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, sir, I've told you before, you have 5 minutes to get here.
No, listen. Let me call my neighbor real quick. Hold up.
I don't have time for you to click over and call other people, sir. Is there somebody that can give me a money order right now?
Yeah. Right now, I can get you a money order. In 5 minutes.
Okay, now who's going to do that?
I don't know. I called my wife.
I told you, your wife is the reason why you're in this situation.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
How are you going to report me when I'm out doing my job? You should report your wife for not doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Hey, hold on. Listen.
I don't care what you say. Do you want your lights on or off when you get here?
I want my lights on. What the f*** do you got lights on?
Your lights are getting turned off in the next 2 minutes because your wife didn't pay the damn bill.
I'll tell you.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you. Listen, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what my supervisor would tell you?
I don't give a f*** what your supervisor would tell me.
He would tell you that you have been talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, that's some man. I was on my way to.
Your coworker got you, Joseph. He got you.
I'm gonna get his. Man, don't do that no more, man. Man, you had me.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy.
That boy's something else on a great. Tuesday morning, ain't he? Ain't he something else?
Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Oh. In the third party. That time to call on a Tuesday, boy. What? Tommy Tuesday?
Boy. Yeah. Right.
Ooh,
right.
Tommy Tuesday. Catch Tommy Friday and Saturday in Dayton, Ohio at the Funny Bone, okay?
Stop talking about yourself in the third person.
Catch Tommy. Friday and Saturday, Dayton, Ohio. Funny Bone. Man, oh, I love to see Tommy. When I go see Tommy, he's amazing. When I go see this boy work, that boy cold. Listen, February 3rd, the boy is in New York City at the NYC Winery, all right? First show already sold out. Second show almost is getting right there. So, a few more tickets, but the nephew is coming to New York City at the NYC Winery. Y'all got to go check out Tommy. I'll be in the audience watching Tommy myself. Man, that boy, that's something else.
You going to be in the audience watching Tommy yourself. Boy,
it's a lot. It's a lot.
What?
We are used to this by now. But girl, this is something new. The third person. He always talks
about himself in the third person.
I don't remember hearing that recently.
Why would I talk to myself always. In the second person? Why would I do the second person? Not the third.
He always does that.
The first person?
Uh-huh.
Why would I be... So, okay, how do you talk to yourself in the first person? How do you do that?
When you talk about yourself, you say I or me. You don't say your name.
I will be in Dayton, Ohio.
Crazy part about it.
It's not I. It's Tommy. Tommy will be in Dayton, Ohio.
But Tommy is you. You are Tommy.
And Tommy is I. And I is Tommy. So,
y'all do know he has a degree, too. You do that.
Uh-huh. He has a college degree.
Yes.
Yeah. So do I have to be first, second, or third? Which one do you want me to be?
All right.
And I am Thomas W. Miles II, just to let y'all know.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Tommy. Coming up... Next, it's the strawberry letter, and the subject is, she's only sexy outside of our house. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she is only sexy outside of our house. Dear Stephen Shirley, as a man, I'm ashamed to write you for help, but I don't know what to do with my girlfriend. I met her at a cookout and we bonded instantly because we have a lot of mutual friends. She was gorgeous and had white toenail polish, glowing skin, and flowing hair. We've been together for almost 2 years, and I moved in with her because we were spending every night together anyway. I pay all of the household expenses. As a man, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I mentioned it for a reason. I'm handling all of the bills, and her car is paid for. She might buy the groceries sometimes, but usually she puts them on my Amex. So that leads me to believe that she is stacking her money, and I'm cool with that. But there are a few things she needs to do with her paycheck, like get her hair done regularly, keep her toes and her nails done, put on lotion and buy some better pajamas and play clothes to wear around the house. I can't come home from work one more day and see her in a grandma robe with a bonnet on her head. She has one brown toenail and I never saw it before we started living together because she kept her feet done. Now I'm getting the unedited version of this woman. It was a shock because it happened all at once. I'm glad she's comfortable around me, but this is not how I imagined living with her would be. She used to bring lingerie to my house when she spent the night, and now it's just sitting in her drawer. But when it's date night or we hang out with our friends, she's a movie star again, and the weave is right, the dress is tight, and the toes are white. How do I tell my girlfriend that I want her to be sexy inside the house without offending her? Wow. What a nice guy you are. And I'll say this. You're still there after 2 years of this, and you don't say you're cheating or anything. So there's hope for you guys, okay? But it is time to have that talk with her because you're getting fed up and you're getting frustrated. That's why you wrote us. You tell her just like you told us. In the letter, nothing you said was mean. Nothing you said was hurtful. It's just facts. It's how you feel. The same way she got you. And you sound like a really nice guy. You sound like a very generous guy. You pay all the bills. I mean, what more can a woman ask for? I mean, seriously, you sound like a great guy. She should try and keep you. And we all know that men are visual. You don't want to give him a reason to start visualizing himself with another woman now, do you? She's not taking care of herself. We get that no one is perfect, okay? We got all that, meaning some days you might, you know, be around the house with no makeup or your hair might not be on or freshly done. Mm-hmm. But we still know how to keep ourselves presentable and desirable in and out of the house. That's why you have to let her know what you're thinking. When you guys are out and she's looking like a movie star, you say, tell her then how much, you know,
know you appreciate her and all of that. Basically, what you're saying is she's slipping. She needs to step her game up. She's taking you for granted, but you're telling her in a nice, gentlemanly way. Hopefully, she'll receive it in that way in which you intended, because if things don't change, it sounds like to me you're going to be out of there pretty soon. Tommy.
We got to fix this brown toenail. We got to fix this toenail. I'm sorry. We got to fix that. What we cannot do is see that again. Okay? We got to fix that. So this is what I need you to do, partner. One night when y'all sleep, pull them sheets back and get you some white spray paint and get to that little toe, whatever toe that is, that's brown. We got to fix that. We cannot see that ever again. I'll get you some of that what we used to do when we used to type that liquid paper with that white stuff.
Liquid paper. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Something. You got to put something. You got to dab something on now. Because we got to dab that. You need
liquid
to,
paper is strong.
That's strong. We want something. Ain't going to come out, Carla. What we can't do is see that brown nail ever again. We got to fix that.
That's a turn off, huh?
That's a big turn off. Secondly, y'all acting like y'all married, all right? Because y'all been together 2 years, you're living together, but you're not married. So you basically, what's happening, young man, is you're seeing what all of us men who are married now, this is what we always see. So welcome to the club. We always see. Oh, we see what they really look like. We see it. We see it in the raw.
Really look like.
Hey, I'm answering this part right here. I'm talking to the boy. Let me
to the boy.
We see what the ladies really look like when they take everything off and the makeup is gone and the hair is down and it's just them. We see that. And then we also see that transformation and they come out of there and just be walking around at the club or the restaurant. You'd be like, that is not her. That is not who she is.
You hate her. Oh.
We didn't help y'all put that spank on and everything. Well, I've done it.
Ooh, yes.
I have done it.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that they start making that spank where you don't have to take it off to go to the bathroom. I'm so glad this, because
men wear spanks too, you know.
That's not what we're talking about while we're talking to the boy.
Yes, we are. It's
the boy don't need
street
to be hearing that.
Spread it
the boy,
around.
The boy don't need to be hearing that. All I can say to you is you're seeing your woman in the raw. You can ask her about changing some things up, but if she walk around there, she don't want to buy no new play clothes, she don't want to wear no lingerie, you might need to really think about, is this the relationship you want? Because it ain't going to get better. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's not going to get better.
He's getting frustrated.
It's going to get rawer. It's going to get rawer. It's something else you don't know about it. It just ain't showed up yet. Keep looking.
All right. We'll have part two of our Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, she is only sexy outside of our house. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she is only outside of our house. The man wrote in. He's ashamed to write us, he says, because he's a man, but he doesn't know what to do with his girl. He met her at a cookout. She was beautiful. Her hair was flowing. Her skin was glowing. She had beautiful toes, all of that, white polish on her toes, everything. He said they've been together for almost 2 years and they live together now. But at the house, she's broken all the way down. She wears a robe, a granny robe, and a bonnet at the house. One of her toenails is brown. He pays all the bills, takes care of everything. She might buy some groceries every once in a while with his Amex card. That's how good she's got it. But he's complaining now. He's upset because the way she looks around the house, and we all know men are visual, he doesn't like it. She could at least, he said, keep her feet done. Take the money that she's stacking because he's paying all the bills and go get her hair done. All of that. She's not doing that. He's frustrated. That's why he's writing in. He's saying, how does he tell his girlfriend that he wants her to be sexy inside the house without offending her? Junior?
You know what? Let's just be honest. Come on now. Shirley, Carla, come on. Let's be honest now. Hey, man, let me ask you this. Since you got all these things you want to say about this lady, hey, man, what you look like?
Right. Right. There you go.
Huh? No, it's real. Because if she got all this wrong with her, what you look like?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? You just only into the image of this girl. That's it. Because that's all you told us about. But you ain't talk about her substance, though. Because you've been there 2 years. I don't stay nowhere 2 years unless I'm getting something out of it. Is she a kind person? Does she respect people? Does she respect you? Does she take care of you? See, she ain't the only one eating them groceries she put on your Amex. Remember, you moved in.
Amex.
I know.
Amex.
I like it, Junior. I know.
You moved in. Remember? You told us you moved in with her. She was already established. You moved in. Now you want credit for doing the things that we have to do and me and Tommy and everybody else man do. But see, you playing house. We actually have one. We in it. We can't sit up here and act, I can't sit up here and play like I'm married.
No,
I actually am. You, sir, get the chance to actually play like you married, and then you want to tell me about all the things that you doing, paying the bills and all that type of stuff. Yeah, well, you know what? That don't mean nothing to me if you ain't married to her. Because you know what? You in her house. Because guess what? At any day when she get up with the hair and the bonnet and the robe, get your ass out. And you got to go. Because you ain't married. You never told us anything about this lady other than what the brown toenail. That's your biggest problem.
That's a problem for me, but go ahead.
Men are about feet.
She can't rub that toe against me. She can't rub that toe up against me. I'm just telling y'all. She cannot rub that toe up against me. I'm just
stupid.
I'm sorry, Junior. Go ahead.
I understand, Tom, but that's his biggest problem. Okay, cool. But you've been there 2 years with the same brown toenail. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You've been there 2 years with the brown. You just now noticing it 2 years later, the brown toenail.
He's just had it now.
No. Mm-hmm. No. But tell me something about her that you like instead of the complaint. That's all.
Well, he likes her outside. He likes her outside. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know, my wife don't look superstar model every day when she in here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, nobody lives like
nobody
that all
that's,
day long,
no.
every
that's
day.
That's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Oh, but when she step out, she misses space. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand
maybe
that.
Junior, should he just keep her outside? If he keep her outside?
They should just move in a national park. Just live outside.
We outside. We outside.
Yes. That's all you need to really do. Just stay outside. What is you complaining for about? If
don't
she looked the best
out.
Outside, then keep it dark or keep it light. Well, just be outside. You see stars or moon
don't
or sun or
house.
Something. That's it. That's all.
So you want to hear more about the woman than just
yeah,
the
but,
look.
But you've been there 2 years, though. Now this is all of a sudden bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you don't look good for me in the house for 2 years, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now the lingerie just in the drawer. That's all you can see. Yeah. The lingerie is in the drawer.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you look like, sir? Because you don't even want to put it on.
He didn't say anything about himself.
No.
Only that he pays all the bills, takes care of everything.
I just know we gonna be down to nine toes. That's all I know. That's all I know. We finna get rid of this off the damn toe. Now, you can't. Don't rub that thing up against me. Do not.
You're gonna be asleep. You won't even know.
So you'd rather nine toes than look at the brown one? She can put some polish on.
I'd rather nine.
You'd rather nine.
Yes.
The other problem we got, Tommy, is how much did you look at her toes? How come your neck always bent down? You keep looking down there?
But Junior, once you know it's brown, you keep looking at it. You just keep looking at it, bro. It's
What is that with men and women's feet, though? What is that
they
about?
They got to be right.
It's a track.
Remember Eddie Murphy
Carter,
and Boomerang?
Y'all keep y'all nails and toes done. You
all
know,
the ladies on this show got beautiful feet. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I seen y'all feet. I said, ooh, this is some nice-ass feet. I just wooed on this, but co-worker, move on. I ain't never seen y'all with a brown toe. No, we haven't.
But I will tell you, if you have one, I will tell you.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour. You know what it is. Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, you all right? What you got?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Texans, for a wonderful season.
What sign is so drab with it, though?
Yeah, this was Saturday. The game was Saturday. It's over, Junior. Today is Tuesday.
But Unc ain't here, and when he come back, I know that we're going to have to hit.
Don't worry about Junior.
I know.
We went further than Cleveland, and we beat Cleveland. Look, to hell with Uncle Steve. I don't care.
I clearly, you don't care, but you know, I'm mad about that? It was just the way we lost. 34-10. And it's the only touchdown we got was on special team. We just couldn't do nothing. We didn't even
Lamar Jackson, though.
Give him the MVP. Beast. Yeah, let's just be done with it, man. Give him the Super Bowl trophy. This boy's unbelievable.
No, he ain't won that yet. Hold on.
But I think if you can't beat him, join him.
You got to put Kansas City first.
If he do it,
that little light skinned boy that sound like Hermit the Frog, that boy, they're killing it.
Hermit the Frog.
Oh, you talking about Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
It's tough. We've been here before. I mean, we got a really good team, got a really good chance. We're trying to win another one. Miss Piggy.
Not even mad at Patrick Mahomes, because it's possible. It is possible, though, man. But, you know, just the fact that Lamar Jackson just can really flat out play this game. And then, you know what? He's changing the image. Yeah, Patrick can too, but he's changing the image of what a traditional quarterback looked like, and he's doing
it. Yes, he is.
If you play like this, you cannot win. So if you play like Lamar Jackson, you can't win a Super Bowl. Well, he in a championship game. I take
Lamar's a bad boy, man. Both of those guys are good.
Let me say this.
I love Lamar Jackson. His mom did that monster contract deal. They kept all that money in the family. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm gonna let her do my next Ready to Love contract. She know how to go get that paper.
She gonna call Lamar. She gonna do what?
Lamar Jackson mama gonna do your next Ready to Love country.
Yes.
All I'm saying is it's going to be a great weekend of football. Championship Sunday's coming up. You know, you take the Chiefs and the Ravens, and then you got the Lions, the Detroit Lions. And, Detroit. Man, come on, Detroit.
I'm pulling for Detroit, man.
Man.
I'm pulling for Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mix 92.3.
Yes.
I saw somebody, Junior, post a picture of Detroit and Cowboy fans, and they said, Cowboy fans, look away. Look away. It's going to be painful.
Y'all won't.
What about the fashions at the Super Bowl from Detroit? If they
get that Super Bowl,
what?
Baby, want to turn it on.
If they told me it's on,
pump, they coming. They're coming.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media needs some advice from you guys. What are vegan options for playoff parties? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we go. This is from AJ on Steve Harvey. AJ writes, never in a million years would I have thought I would be writing this sentence. Quote, what's the best vegan food to serve at a football party? I am having a bunch of people over on Sunday to watch the NFL playoff games, and my wife has invited some friends of hers from work who happen to be vegan. Here's the problem. Other than a veggie tray, I have no clue what those people eat. Any help of food I can serve that others might also enjoy would be greatly appreciated. This is from AJ, guys.
Not those.
I don't know what to tell you, AJ, because everything got meat in it over here.
Uh-huh.
Them baked beans got some bacon in it. Them green beans got something in it.
I don't know. You got to get him some syrup sandwiches or something. You got to do something like that. Barbecue sauce and bread. You got to do something like that. Yeah. I don't know what you're finna get eat, people. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't help you. We wings and mo wings. That's all we are.
That's it. Yeah.
Sliders.
Yeah.
Sliders. We never had no playoff vegan party. We never did it. You don't know.
But Junior, you've been vegan lately.
Not because I knew. If I knew, I wouldn't.
What do you mean?
My wife would have told me we finna try some vegan tacos. I wouldn't have said yes. I didn't know. I just sat down, and it was just vegan. Now, what I'm telling him is, if you want to do something vegan for him, tequila. Do that. That's vegan.
They gotta eat. They can't just drink the whole time.
Might as well. Same thing. He's gonna taste the same.
Tequila and bread.
I tell you what, like Tom said, put a piece of white piece of paper on bread. It tastes the same. It just tastes like vegan. Just eat paper and bread. Because it all
hated
tastes
it
like
that
paper.
Much, Junior.
It tastes like
it.
Paper.
See, I could be a vegan. It wouldn't bother me at all. I have been. Yeah, I have been before. Yeah.
Sure, I'm telling you one thing you're going to be from vegan. The side effects of vegan is hungry. That's
but
what you're gonna
be. Help him though. So cheese.
Well, we got some rice in there. We can put some rice on.
Yeah.
Rice. And some bread. I mean, I don't know what else to do for some bread.
Are you crazy? Rice and bread.
Okay. All right. Let's open up a can of corn for him. All right.
Not even put some rice on. Open up
not even corn on the cob.
That corn was fresh when they put it in their can.
We gotta get this can. Sodium.
Pull that out. Don't keep that. Let that out. Get you some corn and some rice. Corn, rice, and bread. I mean, roll it up, and now we got a nice sushi.
Sushi.
You can't make beans for one event without meat. You can't do that.
No, I'm not finna do that.
That's a waste of time and beans.
No. We gonna put these bacon bits in here. We finna cook these nice bacon bits and put them in them beans. What did you tell me? No, we're not.
Onions with little
yes.
Onion. Yes.
Yes.
What about, okay, I got it. What about if you like grill? You love to grill, Tommy. What if you like grill some vegetables? Throw some vegetables on the grill.
I haven't done that. They're going to fall through the thing. But yeah, okay, that's what I want.
You can put them on like.
They're going to fall.
They're going to burn in a truck. They got burnt veggies.
They ain't gonna be grilled. They gonna be charred.
These are your guests. They gotta have something to eat.
I don't really. You know what? And I don't. This is AJ, and this is his wife bringing some friends over from her job.
Yeah,
is that
from
right?
Work. She invited some friends that are vegan. Uh-huh. Her coworkers.
So I don't think they should come over. That's what I think I would do.
First of all,
she's already invited them. They coming to watch Baltimore. They coming to watch Detroit. Hey.
Okay, then here's a suggestion. Bring what y'all eat, because we don't have that here.
B-Y-O.
B-Y-O-F. Bring your own food.
Bring your own food.
Yeah, you know.
B-Y-O-V-F. Bring your own vegan food.
Bring your own vegan food.
Yeah. Wow. You know, one thing they can always have, Shirley and Carla, that might work for them. Kale. Y'all love kale. Vegans love kale.
Kale.
Just get some kale.
Kale. God, I hate kale.
The menu is kale, rice, and corn.
I think they
should just fast. They should just fast for the Super Bowl.
Stay at home.
Yeah, that's worse for me.
Thanks for nothing, guys.
Really?
We're starving. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so here's a question. Is a cold winter air leaving you with dry, chapped lips?
Yeah.
Do you also really love ranch dressing? You answered yes to both. You are in luck, my friend, because Hidden Valley is partnering with Burt's Bees to release a limited edition ranch-flavored lip balm. This is not a joke. It's not a joke, people. The Hidden Ranch Lip Balm comes in four varieties: original Hidden Valley Ranch, crunchy celery, fresh carrot, and buffalo sauce. You get all four flavors in the pack. So here's a question.
Hold on, Shirley. Can I ask you something, Shirley?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were we eating it?
It's lip balm. Was you just doing a commercial? Did you just do a commercial?
This is trending. Hidden Valley Ranch is coming out with lip balm in these flavors.
I use Burt's Bees, but I'm not. I don't need all them flavors. I don't want to like feel like I got to eat my lips.
Yeah,
because they taste so good. Yeah.
I don't want to reach in my pocket and just rub this on my salad. I don't see how I can do that.
Well, what flavors would you guys like? What?
Oxtail.
Oxtail.
Lip balm. I really eat your lips. Neck bone. You know, all of it to get them.
Thank God it's not Steve's lips.
It'll get you fried shit.
I wish he was here for that one. Coming up in 33 minutes barbecue. After the hour, we will play another round of Would You Rather after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time now for another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather lose $50,000 of your own money or lose one of your fingers?
No, 50 grand.
Yeah,
I don't want to lose no fingers. We get that 50 dance. Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
We done lost 50
like
a bunch
that?
Of times.
You get the 50 back? Like that? 50.
We done lost 50 a bunch of times.
Because I was looking at my thumb.
Yeah,
like,
did you sign a contract?
Who needs the thumb? You got the emoji now.
Yeah.
Nope. Lose all that right. 50. We get it back.
We'll get it back.
Must go be nice.
Okay. All right.
I can't all lose right. no fingers.
No. All right, would you rather find $500 floating in a public toilet or $10 in your pocket? Ew.
In my pocket. Y'all had a $500 in that toilet.
You know.
I'm not going in that toilet. I'm not.
That's a lot of stuff you don't do.
I don't do brown toes. I tell you that.
I think we've established that on this show. All right. Would you rather fight a squirrel to death every time you get in your car? Wow. Or fight a small grizzly bear to death once a year, but you get a sword?
Okay, I get a sword with the grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once a year.
Like once a year.
Once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fight that squirrel every day.
Every time you get in your car.
Oh. Not yeah. just every day. Every time you get in your car.
Oh, yeah. Well, just
I got to deal with that squirrel every day. I'm not fooling with that grizzly bear.
No.
I know that's right.
I'm not fooling.
Give me the squirrel.
With the grizzly. I hate
matter of fact, I don't even drive that much. I don't even drive that much, Tommy.
Yo, me and the squirrel going to have to talk about this. We're going to have all this fighting every day. It's every day, dog. Every day we at each
Why
other.
Why are you on, in man. My car?
Come on, man. We got to figure out how to get along. We got to figure out.
I probably drive twice a week. That's fine.
But every time you get in the car, every, it can be man, four times a day.
But you know what? The squirrel is guaranteed 100% to lose every time. That bear? I can't see that bear losing every time. Nah.
I'm sorry.
That bear going to win one of them years.
And I don't even know what to do with that sword with that bear. I'm not going to win. I can't
never swung a sword before.
Wait a minute. Did y'all hear Shirley? You said what?
I'm going with the bear. Sorry.
Girl, goodbye.
I'm going with the bear.
Shirley.
With the bear?
That's what I said.
Shirley, you don't even like mosquitoes, let alone a bear.
But a squirrel every time I get in the car, no.
Well, how much are you driving?
It almost happened to me anyway, so I know from which I'm talking from.
You know Shirley scared a squirrel.
A squirrel followed me to my car one day.
I remember that.
That's funny.
We named her Sandy. So
yes. You remember the name, right?
Sandy the squirrel.
I was traumatized. No, I'm doing the bear.
By neck and neck.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour. Thank you guys for the Would You Rathers. We'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep. Tommy, did you?
I just can't. We've had a great show this morning. I cannot get past the strawberry letter with that brown toe. That is bothering me.
It was written by this guy who he didn't even want to write us, but he didn't know what to do with his girlfriend, right? because she was, when he met her, she was beautiful. He said her skin was glowing, her hair was flowing, and her toenails were beautiful.
White.
All of that were amazing. They were white. And then they moved in together, and then she broke all the way down. She wears granny robes and bonnets now, and only time she looks really good is on the outside. And one of the problems is she doesn't get her feet done anymore, and he saw one of her toes brown. And that's what you've been struggling
and
with
that
all morning.
And that has just really devastated my morning. You know,
devastated.
It is. Like, really? What, I mean, everybody has a... What, like, what's the biggest turnoff to you all back when you were dating? What was the biggest turnoff? What was a deal breaker?
You got to be clean, good teeth, you know,
yeah,
all of
if
that.
A guy had, like, big hips...
Oh, hips.
Yeah, like hips on a man.
I can. I never had that, but yeah, yeah, that could be a problem, a major problem.
You see
problem.
A guy try to holler at you, and you look at his hips, and he walks away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman don't want a man got more ass than her. No.
That's what it is, T.
Nope. Yeah, but good teeth, and I mean, so on and so on. So you're saying what? Clean. You're justified with the brown toe because toes.
So some men, feet are just necessary. Feet are just like, have to be like picture perfect.
I mean, Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Wow.
Started
that scene?
Seems like that's when it all went down.
Yeah.
Started
after like that.
Hammer time. Yeah.
Pedicures went up in the world after that.
Wait, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
But everybody's got a deal breaker. I was just curious. What was your deal breaker when you... Uh-huh. So.
There you
Junior,
go.
Hygiene.
You yours.
Teeth.
Big hip men.
Let me tell you something.
My deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. Junior, I was asking Junior, then you, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you didn't... If you didn't have breasts, I didn't really want to talk to you.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was different.
So you like a big rack?
Yeah, I tell you.
The bigger the better?
Yeah. Not so, super big. Yeah, you know.
So oh, you have a line.
Yeah, it's line. It's nice. You know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, a C cup.
Yeah, a nice C cup, Tommy. That's, okay. You know, it's really nice. Yeah.
All right. Tommy.
All right.
Hey, come in here with a B if you want to and watch me walk
off. Be quiet. Shut up, Junior.
Tommy, your deal breaker.
Feet and teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Got
yeah.
to have.
Yeah. Teeth are very important.
Yeah. And what is with the side, missing side tooth? Have we solved that mystery yet?
I don't know, but if you ever open up a dentist to do just that, I mean, you could get a lot of business.
You get a lot of work out of this.
What, it's expensive to replace the tooth.
But
so
do
that's
they think
what
we
it
can't
is,
see
I'm sure.
It? Do they think we can't see it?
Ain't that nigga doing
that? Maybe
they
think if we're not standing on that side that we don't see that.
I think that's what it is. There's so many. But okay, what about this? Have you ever, when you were dating and stuff, has your significant other ever asked that you get rid of something if you guys were going to move in?
Like, I sure did. Yeah.
What?
My whole house. My whole apartment. Yeah. My wife moved into my house. Oh, yeah. Everything was gone.
She said
she didn't like any of your furniture.
I had no taste. Nothing. No.
So no. What was the first thing she said?
The sectional.
That was the couch? Gone.
The couch went first.
Ugly couch.
I'm telling you.
You thought that was fly.
I thought it would fly, dog. I swear to God, it was fluffy and everything. I thought she liked it.
No. She did.
No.
That had to go, huh?
It went
what about
first.
Her? Anything of hers that you wanted to go?
I wish I would try to throw some of her stuff away. No.
Nothing, though, that you would like to throw away that she doesn't know about. Just tell us. We won't tell her. We won't tell her.
Oh, she doesn't have the radio on, Shirley.
Yeah, okay. You're just trying to go set me up like this, Shirley. For real.
Don't fall for it, Junior.
Not going to do it.
Every room you go into in my house, Jackie got something in there that belonged to her. Every single room. It makes no sense to me. I don't get that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Even your man cave?
Closets, extra closet. Why do you have your stuff is all over the house? You're not wearing all this stuff.
Because it's her house.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah.
Same way.
Closets, we never have enough closet space.
Y'all, ladies, y'all got to learn to purge more. Really. Y'all got to get
rid of something. Purge a lot. That's why I don't understand. I really do. I purge a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's just not enough.
And I don't ever know what I'm going to wear.
Right. You're not going to wear something you had since 1980. Get rid of this stuff.
Oh, no. I don't have anything. Mm-mm. I purge a lot. Yeah,
I do.
Really? Do you
throw
know that?
Yeah.
I'll just tell y'all this. Do you know I don't even have a closet in the primary room? I don't have one. I don't have a closet.
Be right there.
Okay.
Ain't no way in here. Do you know the primary room?
Oh, in the bedroom?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, let me tell you something. What the problem is? I got to get dressed around the house. I got to go to different rooms to get my clothes.
Okay. And again, what's the problem?
She just stay in the room and get dressed. So I'm just going from bedroom to bedroom, pulling all my clothes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get over that pressure. So ain't nobody giving
see.
Up their closet.
Yeah.
They're not.
We need closet space.
If I want to get rid of something,
you just naked all through the house trying to get
to like just put a piece of my stuff together. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Alright, that is it. That's it. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show for today. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until then, y'all be in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.